Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite topics, consumption funnels. Understand, this is, I wish everybody was doing this, and it cracks me up the more people aren't. So, what I want you to do is I want you to think about how in the world can you help people, those people who you're trying to serve, consume more of your product. I see this happen a ton in so many other industries, and you've got to start using this in your own business. So let me give you a couple of different examples here. A couple months ago, James P. Friel moved here to Boise area, and he and Yod invited a couple of us here in the office to go out on a date. So a couple's date. So we ended up going to Sur La Table. If you're not familiar with it, and I probably pronounced it completely wrong, S-U-R space L-A space table. So, but it's a French place. And what it is, it's a store that sells a ton of high-end cooking things. And literally anything you could think of, from electronic spoons or a fork that you basically push down and it spins the spaghetti on, to multi-hundred-dollar knives, $1,000 cooking pots and pans, and just crazy, crazy stuff for the chefs or the want-to-be chefs. And there's always a ton of people in there, you know, just kind of milling around and looking at things. The part I found so interesting was we went there on a date. And you may be asking, why in the world would you go to Sur La Table on a date? Well, because in the very, very back, which is key, you've got to walk through the entire store to get to the very back of the store. They have a cooking area, and it's basically a cooking class where they have two different it's set up to where you could have about, I think, a total of about 20 people. And so you're cooking. So they have a chef, and they have a couple of people who are there helping the chef. And then there's, again, for us that night, there was 12 of us, so six of us. It was James and Yada, Russell and Colette, and my wife and I. So the six of us were there, and they had six others who were there as well. And basically, we were broken into different groups to then be taught by a chef how to cook. And it was that evening, happened to be an evening all about an Italian cuisine. And so we made bruschetta, and we made just this, you know, fascinating, really cool meals. It was super engaging, a ton of fun. There was an emotional connection between the six of us, as well as then some of the other people we were cooking with. Just, it was really kind of a fun thing to get to know other people, and you had this emotional tie-in with food and cooking. And it was really a crazy experience because, you know, we got done, and to be honest with you, we weren't full. So we ended up later going out to dinner to eat some more because we didn't fill up on the meal that we cooked. But the key here was the amount of consumption. And what I mean by that is they introduced us to a couple of cool little utensils and things. One was a garlic press. Another one was the way in which actually cut. They showed us different knives and how to cut things. And so we started consuming the exact same things that we had just walked through a store full of. So as soon as we got done, each one of us as couples went out and we started to buy what we had just used. Now, that was about 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. I have yet, and neither has my wife, used any of the stuff that we bought. But it was such a cool experience because we were actually able to consume and to use the different utensils and things at the time we were cooking. So as soon as we got done, the very first thing we did was each couple spent probably a couple $100 on different cooking utensils and stuff just because it was cool. And it was a ton of fun. So Sur La Table has this ability where you actually pay. So I don't know how much the actual meals were, but I don't call it $50 a person. So each of us paid $100 to go to learn from a chef, not only how to cook and prepare a meal, but more importantly, how to consume their physical products that they were then selling to us on the very end. So we went in, each of us probably spending $100 for the evening, for the date, but then we spent another couple $100 before we left the store because we wanted to buy the stuff that we just used. So realize that businesses out there, the most successful businesses are businesses that help you consume your product. Take, for example, my favorite things to do is whenever my wife suckers me into going grocery shopping, we typically go to Costco, and she's on her own because I'm out there sampling. I love going and tasting all the samples. But there's this law of reciprocity that kicks in once you start tasting these samples. There's a ton of times where I actually end up buying it, even though I don't really love it. It's just because I feel almost this reciprocity because I consumed some of their food. I feel like I should at least buy some of it. And so it's the whole reason Costco has all these people out there is you can start milling through Costco is because they want you to consume their products. And as you consume them, some of them are taste great and you're going to buy them just because they're awesome. And you may become a lifelong customer, continue to buy their same product over and over and over again because you first consumed it. So there's a couple products that I know for Tri-Tip, we kick a lot of Tri-Tip and stuff. And so we ended up buying their Tri-Tip pre-season everything else because we consumed it there. And that free sample probably 7-8 years ago, we've now probably spent thousands of dollars in Tri-Tip all because we consumed that product. Same thing happens if you take a look at what we've been doing inside of ClickFunnels. Funnel Fridays is a consumption ploy. If you're not aware of what Funnel Fridays is, go to funnelfridays.com, and there you'll have the opportunity of seeing us using our product, helping others consume not just ClickFunnels, but also Funnel Scripts. So what happens on Funnel Fridays is Jim Edwards, who is the creator of Funnel Scripts, he and Russell get together, and it's basically a game. They have 30 minutes to create a funnel utilizing ClickFunnels and utilizing Funnel Scripts for all the copy. So frequently we will get people who will send us a product here at our ClickFunnels office, and sometimes we'll actually use that. We'll create a funnel for them on that product using ClickFunnels and Funnel Scripts. Or other times it'll be a product there where basically we go out and it's something that Russell's seen, something he's purchased, and now because he's purchased it, he's like, you know what? I would probably change the way this funnel works by doing this, 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 and this. And so Funnel Fridays is all set up to help our users consume more of our product by their seeing us actually do it. It's literally a half an hour. It's timed for a reason because we're trying to help people understand that ClickFunnels doesn't take a whole bunch of time, that it's easy to use. And so by seeing Russell using it and by having Jim using Funnel Scripts and showing how easy it is to use that, so realize one of the great things from a consumption funnel like Funnel Fridays is you actually get to see it. I was literally just talking to my son Chandler about he just put together an OTO using the script easier and faster. And that's the whole ploy behind Funnel Fridays, to let you see how easy and fast both Funnel Scripts and ClickFunnels is. So if whatever product you have, you should help people consume it. One way they can consume it is by samples, by lower, easier cost samples, free plus shipping offer samples. We're looking at doing some things right now with Prove It for that, which again is a keto product. It's a network marketing product. And one of the biggest problems that a lot of network marketing companies run up against is they're trying to always sell the offer as far as the money-making opportunity. And they're selling the opportunity more than they're selling the product. Whereas if you get people consuming the product, they'll then want to get into the offer. So we're looking at doing some things with Prove It to where we actually will be in a situation of giving away samples at a lower cost. It's not the full month supply, but by giving away the sample, they get used to it. And I mean, people have been doing this for years. It's the whole puppy dog clothes. You know, just take the dog home. Take this little puppy home. If you don't want it, then bring it back. Well, it's a consumption funnel. They're wanting you to consume the dog, not to eat the dog, but to actually use the dog to see how it is to have that dog in your house. So I want you to take a look at your own business and the different things that you're doing. What type of consumption can you do in your business to help others consume your product? It may be through demonstrations like Funnel Fridays is, where you actually show people you're consuming your own product. It may be through samples. It may be through putting on an event and then selling the physical products of the people, how they used it afterwards. So realize this whole idea as far as consumption funnels, this has been done for years. If you go to a lot of the fairs where people were up there and they had the demonstrations, you take a look at a lot of the infomercials, which are demonstrations. They're doing these demos to basically show how fast this vacuum works, how fast this mop, how quickly this mop cleans. The whole Kirby vacuum cleaner door-to-door salesperson was the same thing, where it was, let me go, come in and clean one room for you for free. And by they're basically consuming that or seeing it or using it in your house, you're like, oh my gosh, okay, I guess I better do that. So realize there's so many ways for you in your business to help your customers use your product. And the more they use your product, the more they're going to want to buy the product. So make sure that you start looking at ways that you can help your customers use, demonstrate, apply, whatever it might be. The more they consume it, the more they see other people consuming it, the more easy it is for them to buy it and to use it, and more importantly, to continue to buy it on a regular basis. So with that, spend the time understanding consumption funnels. Start looking at infomercials. Watch how infomercials, they do the exact same thing. It's a 30-minute infomercial, and for it's a basically broken down into a 7-minute segment where they're showing the consumption of that product for 7 minutes, and then an offer, and then 7 minutes, and then an offer, and then 7 minutes, and then an offer. And they use urgency and scarcity at the back end of it. So look at funnel hack infomercials. They're some of the best consumption things. As you're in Costco next time, look at what different types of samples are they offering. Are they all food samples? Are they different types of samples? As you're out, realize that every business that's really smart is using different ways of helping people consume their product. So start funnel hacking other people's businesses and see how you can use it in your life. Dentists have done, they do this all the time as far as a low barrier offer to get you into their clinic to basically get your teeth whitened or to get a free checkup. Chiropractors have been doing this. They're trying to get you in their office to help you consume a free x-ray or adjustment or something like that. So this is being done all the time. So you got to start paying attention to this. See how other people are using consumption funnels and use these consumption funnels in your own business. Have an amazing day. Again, thank you so much for listening. I can't thank you enough. I know there's a whole bunch of other podcasts you could be listening to. There's a lot of things you could be doing with your own time. If you're liking the content that I'm putting out right now, I would love it if you wouldn't mind going out. Go to iTunes, rate, review this. I read all of the reviews. I appreciate those reviews. I appreciate the ratings. If there's things you want me just to be talking about or topics that I'm not hitting that you think I should hit for you, by all means, send me a personal message on Facebook. Email me at dave@clickfunnels.com. I want this podcast to be something where I'm dropping massive value bombs to you that you can implement in your business on a regular basis. Have an amazing day and best of luck in your business.